Welcome to your five for the day. In his book, Through the Valley of the Quay, Ernest Gordon gives a true account of life in a World War II Japanese prison camp. The story is about a man named Angus McGilvray, whose example transformed a prison camp from an ugly dog-eat-dog situation into a place of care and concern. Fellow prisoners cheated on each other. Men had their packs stolen right from under their heads while they were sleeping on them. It was every man for himself. Survival was the name of the game. As Gordon put it, the law of the jungle prevailed. All this took place until the news of Angus McGilvray's death was heard throughout the camp. The men were astonished. McGilvray was a big, strong man, and everyone presumed he would be the last one to die. But it wasn't his death that shocked the prisoners, but the reason for it. The Scottish soldiers had a buddy system that they took very seriously. Angus's buddy became very ill and wasn't expected to live. However, when someone stole his buddy's blanket, Angus gave him his, saying he had found an extra one. At mealtime, Angus would take his rations and force his buddy to eat, again saying that he had found extra. Angus did everything he could to keep his buddy alive, and in time he fully recovered. And then, to everyone's surprise, Angus suddenly collapsed and died. The doctors found that he had died from exhaustion and starvation. The cause of McGilvray's death is what brought about the transformation of the prison camp. They all knew the reason behind his death. Because of Angus's example, the men began to be concerned for their mates and became less self-centred and more caring and sharing. They decided to get together and use their talents to help each other. Soon the camp had an orchestra full of homemade instruments and a church called the Church Without Walls that was so powerful, so compelling, that even the Japanese guards attended. What a powerful illustration of the fact that one person can make a difference, and what can happen when one gives his life for another. As the Bible teaches us, greater love has no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. And what a powerful reminder of the one who laid down his life for you and me, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who stepped out of the ivory palaces of heaven, laid aside his external robes of deity, clothed himself in a garment of human flesh, and became a man, to identify himself with us when he came to earth at that first Christmas 2,000 years ago, so he could become our Saviour, to die for our sins, and as a result save us from a lost eternity. As God's Word says, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And that's the glory of Christmas. It provides the greatest Christmas gift anyone could ever give or ever receive. All you need to do is to believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that he died on the cross in your place to pay the penalty for all your sins, and pray and confess your sinfulness to God. Thank him for giving his Son to die in your place. Ask for his forgiveness and invite Jesus Christ to come into your heart and life as personal Lord and Saviour. Doing this is your passport into heaven, without which you can never enter God's heaven of untold beauty, joy and love. Whatever you do, don't leave earth without it.